Good morning, Houston, Texas. You've been waiting all this year. It's the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Christmas party at Nick's Place. Rocky Ridge at Westheimer. Offensive line drills, eggnog chug, so many events you don't want to miss out. And what else are you going to do on a Friday before Christmas? Work? Please. Now, let's get this thing off right in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at Nick's Place by introducing your play-by-play commentator, John Granado, your color commentator, Lance Zierlein, and your jaded referee, Del Olaleya.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
This is Santa Claus?
We've got Jeremy Piven will be here at 8:15. We are live from Nick's Place. It is our annual Christmas party. Usually it climbs
8:15 or 8:50?
8:15.
8:15.
About to leave hotel, head over Nick's Place, arriving at 8.
Coming in hot.
8:15 arrival, coming in hot. So he'll get here during a break, and we'll put him on the mic. We'll have him for a segment, maybe a little bit more. Make sure you get your drinks, your food here at Nick's Place. We usually do this at Klein's. We were expecting heavy rain. Looks like that's going to happen tomorrow and Sunday. So
Lance,
we moved here.
Lance, just like a meteorologist, completely wrong.
Yeah, when we were on the phone with Klein, Lance was like, 90%. It's 90% now, Mark.
I follow apps.
Yeah.
Okay? The whole crew was down with change here. This is good. You guys get to sit down here. This is good. You're fine. Nick's happy with it.
Hey, the Chronicle today did the story on Ime getting in Alperen Şengün's kitchen about not playing defense. No Luka for the Mavs now, which is nice. Not that I want Luka hurt. I just don't want Luka playing against the Rockets. But is this a wake up call, or is Alperen going to catch this because he just isn't that good defensively?
Well, I don't think he's ever going to be really good defensively, but I just think his effort and being in position, things like that, just matter to Ime. And Ime knows who he is. I mean, Ime's not stupid. He knows what a special player he is. He's just going to hold him accountable because he wants him to be a little more consistent defensively. That's all. It's just a young player being put in check. We should celebrate that.
This is what I was saying, though. The fear is,
what is
you can't win.
That looks delicious. Is that a meatball sub already?
You can't win anything if you don't have a decent defensive center.
But there's always a trade deadline.
And this is the fear, is that you know what? Alperen is awesome, great offensive player. The offense should run through him, all of these things. But how are you going to win if Clint Capella is working you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to call Jokic a great defensive center. He's better than Şengün. I will give you that. And I would also say, I don't know. You just had kind of some guys defensively. They were decent for Golden State all those years.
You know, there are so many ways to listen to this awesome Houston sports radio station. Even on Twitch, they have a live video stream from the studio and the chat room. Let's check in to see what the chatters are saying about the show. HOU_DAB put up an emoji. That's highly inappropriate. DWH coupons and nonstop swagging. They seem to be spewing filth at one another while Coug Blaze gaslights both of them. Can't read that. That's unnatural. That's enough of Twitch. Thanks for listening to ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back here at Nick's Place. Our first ever technical difficulty, and it happened right here at Nick's Place.
All right, we were talking about the Rockets. So you can trade. There's a trade deadline. You can actually trade for, you know, you can trade to add some defensive help, and you'll be fine.
Who?
I don't know. I mean, just check around, see who's on the market. This is not. That's pretty much a. That's like finding a reliever, a middle
well,
reliever.
Well, are you talking about a center?
Yeah, I'm talking about a big.
Because an Alpi's off the floor.
I'm talking about a big who comes in. No, he doesn't have to be. For years, we've had centers.
Well,
and power
Dylan
forwards.
Brooks is a defensive player.
But for years, we've had centers and power forwards. You're not bringing Alpi off. In certain matchups, you can have your big. Who can in certain matchups you don't have him on the court. I mean, Ime just mixes and matches according to who you're playing. There's certain matchups where, but Şengün has to stay on the court. He's not the first defensive liability ever to stay on the court. I mean, gosh, there's been years and years of guys who are defensive liabilities. Steph Curry's not a good defensive player. He stays on the court all the time.
Well, that's different
because he's a bucket.
That's different though. But you had a defensive player, in Draymond.
Luka's not a good defensive player. He stays on the court.
And guess what? They've won. Nothing.
It doesn't matter if they've won a championship. That's not a fair representation.
Well,
Luka hasn't had great
stuff.
Are
you not striving to win a championship?
No, but you're not trying to take Luka off the court. Yeah, you can add a better defensive center. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have to be – like, you don't have to have a great defensive center to win a championship. Not in this day and age. There's not that many great post players, to be honest.
No, but it's got to be better than – listen – Alpi was better earlier this year. He has not been good these last few games.
So what's your plan? Is it to trade Alpi?
No. No. Well, all I'm saying is he's got to be better or you ain't winning nothing.
He's only going to be
And when he's not good and he's getting dominated, you're losing big.
This is the best he can be defensively. You want him to play to here, but he's never going to be beyond that. He's never going to be a great defensive player. He's not an explosive leaper. He's not a rim protector. He's never going to be that guy. So if you want that guy, you trade for that guy, and that guy plays from time to time, you know. But I don't think it's the end of the world. I mean, to me, now you do miss that piece. I'm not saying you don't miss that piece. You miss a rim protector, but I think what they've done with the, I think Rafael Stone, I have some issues with some of the stuff he does, but I mean, I also am seeing a lot of slander. He's actually done a pretty good job of putting the team together. Like Cam Whitmore's a talent.
Cam Whitmore is kicking ass in the G League.
Yeah, well, he's got to do it in a real league. But I actually think Rafael Stone's done a pretty good job. Now, I think Rafael Stone had to be saved from himself maybe with the James Harden stuff and things like that. So that, you know, concerns me a little bit. But I do think Rafael Stone has put together a team that we're watching right now that it's not a championship team, but it's a team that's a lot more fun to watch that has some pieces on it that are going to be pretty good.
Yep. We're live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Rocky Ridge and Westheimer, glad you could join us all here. Nick's Place full. Nick, aren't you glad it was going to rain today? Look at all these people at Nick's Place. Hey, Maron.
Hey.
I thank goodness for Tommy DeVito, because Tommy DeVito brought Italian back, okay?
Hey,
it's good. It's good to be Italian again. All you non-Italians, suck it, okay? All right, it's good to be Italian. I don't know what you are, but you don't have a Tommy DeVito.
Why
do you?
Does it have to always be everyone else has to suck stuff?
Yeah.
It can't just be John's happy for his people.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're not Italian, suck it. Die in a fire.
Right.
Why does it have to be that bad?
Okay, have we seen any Irishmen really step up and dominate in New York City? No. Any English? No. Australian? No.
Ken O'Brien?
Who?
Ken O'Brien?
Ken O'Brien? He dominated? First of all, it's
Tommy DeVito
it's
hasn't
30
dominated.
Years ago.
Ken O'Brien, New York, Irishman.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, sorry I came up with an Irishman.
Yeah, 30 years ago. Congratulations.
What about that redhead out of USC? What's his name? Who was a first-round pick?
Sam Darnold?
With pig nose, yeah. Sam Darnold
with pig nose.
Yeah.
Wow. With the pig nose.
Yeah, he looked
Irish.
Is
that what you just said?
Yeah, he looked like one of those Irish.
No one knows what he is.
He's Irish.
All right?
Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold.
No.
That's how you know he's Irish. Darnold. Sam Darnold.
You can't do that. It's racist.
I can do Irish.
I do one Asian.
Ooh, look at me. I'm Irish. I'm a drunk. I'm a drunk Irishman. No one's going to cancel me.
Oh, my God.
No one's going to cancel me.
Cancel.
Give me another one, Nick. Got me an order one. No one's canceling me. Oh, I want an order one. Hold up, guess not. Tommy DeVito. Hold up, guess not.
I'm a bad person because I said.
You're both bad people.
Los Angeles, a different way. Okay?
Well, I can say whatever I want.
Don't repeat it. It's all right. Don't repeat it.
I didn't repeat
You're
it.
Not the
Thank
boss
you.
Of me. You're
okay?
not the boss of me.
Oh. But here's the deal. Is you're not a bad person doing an Irish. I'm drunk. That's great. Real
no,
nice.
I'm just drunk. I'm just doing an Irish accent. I've got to my friends here, and they're having their beers and having their other drinks. So I just want to get myself topped off a bit. Can I get topped up? Look at this. Not anything's even splashing out of the glass. You see this woman. She looks like she swing on me, bro. I don't know. Be careful.
Madone. What is this, Dustin? You're taking pictures of people. That's a gigantic cowboy. Oh, we don't need the cowboys on our screen. What's up, bro?
He was at Mai's Vietnamese at 2:30.
He was
actually one of the culprits.
All the drunks were
he
there.
He was one of the culprits.
Congratulations. I wasn't there. One drunk was missing me. Live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Jeremy is actually on his way. Let's break so when he gets here.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy Piven will join us here, and we won't have to take a break. I got to talk right now about GiveMeTheVIN.com. Sell your car to give to GiveMeTheVIN.com. My daughter Frankie is here. One of the worst drivers in the history of driving, okay? And she had more dings on her car than John Claywell, the record setter for GiveMeTheVIN.com. Like, she had 68 dings on her car. The next closest was like 14.
That's 100% a record.
It is. It is. 68 to 14.
Yeah.
I mean, she dominated the next closest. So, John Clay Wolf still gave me top dollar for her vehicle. It was awesome. You're looking for the best way to get out of your car. There's one way to do it. GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf will give you more. It's an easy process. It can't be better. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
These cops are interrogating me about an ounce of weed as if I didn't kill an Applebee's hostess 2 miles away.
Christmas party. Yo, man, I keep seeing Dell constantly shake his head back and forth in dismay and disgust.
We know you, we recognize you, and we hate you for what you're doing.
It's John and Lance.
Back at Next Play!
Give it up for yourself also coming out. We appreciate you guys. Are you looking forward to your Christmas stuff you have to do? Your whatever? No? No? Dinners, parties, yeah, I don't know. I don't get that. I don't know. I don't get that excited about it.
I do. I got the whole family in. Now they're expensive.
That's the problem.
It's expensive.
I still have the whole family too.
You got the whole family at home.
Yeah.
All right. Every day. That's your problem.
Yeah.
I'm an empty nester. I don't get to play golf this week, which sucks. Okay. But it's going to be cart path only, so I don't care. Right. The scourge of man. If you have to, because it's going to rain this weekend, it's perfect.
I do want to tell you, I'm going to go over to Pete's today, Pete's, and getting a beef tenderloin. Now, I'll tell you this. His are a little bit more pricey. The quality?
Oh, no.
Off the charts. And prime rib. Like, it's not even close.
No.
I couldn't find these. I went to Costco and other places during the different years. It's not even close what you get over at Pete's Fine Meats. So, 100%. 100% what? Here, let's get Jeremy in here.
Hey, everybody.
Jeremy Piven. He looks the exact same as on TV.
Hey.
Yeah, miss.
Jeremy
Piven.
Three-time Emmy Award winner. Yeah. Two-time Golden Globe. Jeremy Piven.
Give it
all
up.
Right. So, Jeremy, we made it.
I want to tell you.
Yes.
This may look like a down-home neighborhood joint, which it is, which Nick wants it to be. Do you know, in here, over a three-year span, we had, We had Louis C.K., Bill Burr, Jim Jeffries, Patrice O'Neill,
right.
Norm MacDonald, all in here where you're sitting right
Why
now.
Why are you slumming it with my dumb ass?
See? Well, listen.
Hey, how many rooms have you worked at 8 in the morning that are this crowded?
Listen, anytime they're eating chicken wings and they're hammered at dawn, it's a win. Yeah, let's go.
It's a W.
Right.
Now, I do have to ask you this before we get to what you're doing now with your stand-up comedy. You did a movie years ago. The first, I think one of the first things that I saw you on was PCU, Politically Correct University.
Yes,
PCU,
sir.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was very over the top. It was funny. And then here we are many decades later, and it's like, wow, that they didn't go far enough on that one. Does it ever blow you away? The same way Mike Judge with Idiocracy, I would assume, looks at that and goes, holy crap, was I accurate. Do you ever look at how accurate that movie ended up being?
Yeah, it was definitely.
Especially on college campuses.
Indeed. Just like entire scenes where people are screaming, we're not going to protest. It's like, well, you actually are protesting. Yeah, man, it's who knew that that farce would become reality?
Right.
We're in very, very strange towns, times. And I'm thinking of this town because I just got off a plane from L.A. and I'm good to be in a real – I'm happy to be in a real town. I'm not a morning person.
Right.
I got to be honest with you. I'm still sleeping.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
You,
that's
and
fine.
You guys are drunk and I love it. I love the energy of you. You know, I have to say, they say the end of the road for actors is dinner theater. I wouldn't say this is the end of the road for me, but I can smell it from here.
Are you smell that Parmesan.
Parmesan and desperation.
Yeah, it smells like
it's adorable.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Okay, so I want to ask, you have been, did you ever find that your role as Ari Gold, which was an iconic role, I mean, it's a role that people will reference forever who have watched any of your shows and really Entourage when it was on HBO, but Did you look at that? I remember hearing the Seinfeld cast, at least Michael Richards and Jason Alexander, to an extent talk about, you know, you get kind of typecast. You get in an iconic role, and it gets harder outside of that to get people to see you differently. Did you ever find that was the case?
Yeah, but it's up to you. It's interesting. It's up to you to mix it up. And one of the things, and watch this transition, the reason I'm here at this bar at dawn drinking shots of Jägermeister is because – I'm doing stand-up comedy,
right.
And that allows you the ultimate freedom.
Right.
So no one, you know, they can pigeonhole you all, you know, guys, this guy right here, that's my target audience right there.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Yeah, geez, late 40s, I'm a douchebag because of you, bro. That's my audience right there, right? And then I'm like, sir, I'm at the urinal. Can you please just back off? please, sir, I can't touch you, but thank you. Bless you.
No, fist, not even a fist bump.
No fist bump.
No, just
no,
elbows.
No fisting, sir, yeah, please. Yeah. If you could. That's going to be my new T-shirt. No fisting.
No fisting.
Yeah.
So what's,
no fisting,
it's
sir.
No fisting tour.
Sir.
Sure. Yeah.
What's the show? What? Tell us about the show. You're going to be at the Improv tonight, as a matter of fact.
How many shows are you doing at the Improv?
Four shows, two tonight, two tomorrow. But I don't want people to be discouraged. They see that the VIP is sold out and they panic. It seats about 450 people.
Great, it's a great spot.
It's an intimate room. We all get to hang out. There isn't a bad seat in the house. Come on down. It's going to be a blast. And yeah, it's the ultimate freedom where you got a mic and there's no one editing me.
Right.
You know what
I
mean? And I'm doing my thing and having a blast.
So scripted. John was a TV. John did sports talk. He did sports television. And that's very scripted. And I do NFL draft stuff on TV where you have, okay, this block is going to be 90 seconds, so you have 90 seconds for this.
Yeah.
But when we're on radio, the reason I would never leave radio is we get to actually be us.
Yeah. Right.
And this is, gives you a chance to be you.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why people gravitate towards you guys, because it's authentic.
Yeah.
And they want to be a part of something that's authentic. And that's why guys like Joe Rogan are blowing up and you know, they're getting the ratings that they're getting. And the cable news, there are 11 people watching it, and everyone's gravitating towards things that they believe and feel are real.
I bet you've got a million stories from the sets that you've been on. Do you use any of your Hollywood stuff?
You know, I did a movie called Rush Hour 2 where I played the Versace salesman.
Yeah.
There you go. People are just laughing I said that.
I bet you're smarmy.
You know, I just imagine, again, you know, it's dawn, and I'm there with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, and Mike Tyson ultimately wandered into the Versace store and didn't know we were filming, and madness ensued. And I basically tell this story, you know, I can't do all my bits for you now because then you're not going to show up
right.
at the show. But yeah, there's so many stories and fun stuff to unpack. I talk about doing lines with my mom. I mean, not doing lines. Sorry, running lines. Kids, don't do lines with your mom. Right. If you remember one thing from this really exciting moment with
some
us.
People who have done lines with their mom is the reason they're actually here this early.
Indeed,
yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Kind of leads to that.
You make the best cheese sandwiches.
It's a gateway.
Thanks for the bump. I'm so glad you banged Dad.
You got three or four new movies coming out.
I've never done stand-up this early in my life. This is crazy.
You got a nice crowd here, don't you? Next place.
These guys are great.
This is unbelievable.
Did you? You should have sold. We should have sold tickets for you. Could have just given you 30 minutes.
Listen, man. There was money to be made. I'm Jewish. I know about these things. I could have made you money.
You got TV after this.
TV. Yeah.
Jeremy Piven with us here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5 live at Nick's Place. You got about three or four new movies coming out.
Yeah,
it's great. And you're doing now. First of all, what do you know about Houston? Have you been here?
You know what's so funny? My father was a teacher over at the university, and the mascot is the Cougars.
Yeah,
and go Cougars. There you go. So I was literally talking to my mom, I swear to God, about coming to Houston, and she goes, "Do you remember?" I swear to you, she goes, "Do you remember being pounced on by a cougar?" And she said that to me. I was like, "Mom, that's like a Tuesday night." And she had no idea what I was talking about. It was amazing. And what happened was my father was an acting teacher at the University of Houston, and I was a little child running around the field, and the cougar pounced on me. And little kids are like, and so I was just like rolling with him, and it ended up being okay.
The actual cougar
got out and pounced on me.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Shasta.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, Shasta, the actual cougar.
The cougar. No kidding.
But what's so, you guys, I just want to let you know, if a cougar attacks you, just relax and just let that cougar finish you off.
That's happened.
Yeah.
How long were you here? You grew up here? I mean.
No, I didn't
That's
grow
also
up.
A T-shirt.
Yeah.
Let that cougar finish you off.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
Let's get on that. We were here for a couple of years. So as a kid, I was here. I love it here.
What years were that?
You know, I look very young.
Right.
Right? That's not funny.
You do look very young.
What the hell are you laughing at, man? But, you know, this was, we're talking, it was a long time ago. You know, I feel like we're all probably a similar age. Uh-huh. But I have guys coming up to me in the airport. They're like, bro, we're the same age, bro. Then they're like in a walker. You know, I'm like, bro, what the hell?
Bro, we're not the same age.
Yeah, we're not the same age.
You're walking.
No, this is how you know you're getting old. I used to look at a woman in a short skirt, right?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, God damn, she's hot, right? Now I'm like, I wonder if she's cold.
She should really have some type of
leggings.
Really leggings.
I need to knit her some
Spanx. Yeah, yoga pants would be so much more comfortable.
Right before Christmas. You got so much going on. You got movies coming up. You got more movies coming up.
Yeah.
Sweetwater. Yes. You got coming up, right?
Sweetwater's about the first African American to play in the NBA. You can get it on Hulu right now. And it was Nat Sweetwater Clifton, and not a lot of people know that. He played for the Knicks, and it's a great story. And then to circle back to your question about people typecasting me, I finally got it at 200 years old that if I do my own projects, that I can cast myself.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. So it took me 80 movies, and now I'm finally producing my own movie.
What? Oh, really?
It's called The Performance, and we premiered at the Palm Springs Film Festival on January 7th. And I play a tap dancer, if you can believe it. I know. And you're looking at me going, yeah, people are laughing. They're laughing at me. This is exactly what it was like when you're trying to get money for my movie. People would laugh at me.
All right. Give us the elevator pitch, Jeremy. Well, okay. So a male tap dancer. Okay.
Yeah, check,
you,
please.
Sir.
Can we get a check? That's terrible.
All right, thank you, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, so, that's literally. Exactly. Ari would
never
say.
Ari wouldn't have, but that's why
I'm not Ari, bitch. Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. No, I'm not done.
In London, are you Mr. Selfridge?
There you go. All Mr. Right. Zelfer. You know, the reason why that was silent is because it was on PBS. This is not a PBS crowd.
No.
No, they don't know.
That was like...
No. The PBS Bowl, the Cotton Bowl.
So that was like, what, around 15? Or what? When was that?
Yeah, that was... We wrapped it a few years ago, and it was 4 years... on PBS, and I went right from Entourage to that show, so I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be huge. These are the same people that did Downton Abbey. And, it was, you know, it was PBS, and it's, you know, public broadcasting, and they're amazing, but they don't have any money to advertise. So,
but it's the same people that did Downton Abbey?
Yes. Yeah.
And that took off. Wow.
Neat.
Yeah, but that's a different story.
But your show actually went for a few seasons, right?
We went for 4 seasons.
Yeah.
And that was the contract, and then when I was done, I moved on. That's when I started doing stand-up and started touring around. I just got addicted to it. I just love, like, this vibe. You guys come out, you'll see an hour of this, but you got to hurry up and get your tickets. For some reason, I got here last night, and everyone's coming up to me asking me for free tickets. And I, bro, I don't know you.
Right.
And I don't have any.
Can you put me on the list?
On me. Yeah.
All right, so listen, guys.
Improv.com?
Improv Houston.
ImprovHouston.com.
ImprovHouston.com.
Don't worry, I'm pulling it up right now.
Let's go, guys.
Well, so I played this game with Eric Layden, and he didn't. He's
Jared, look at you. There you are right there. Jared Pivot. Yeah. You can buy tickets, ImprovHouston.com. Go to the website. We want to give out a phone number because you're going to do it on your phone anyway. Mm. He's also got Bill Bellamy and Jared Freed coming up as well. But we want you to watch Jeremy Piven. He's got shows Friday and Saturday.
Two tonight, two tomorrow.
Did you start?
Right.
Did you get a start? A lot of people, I don't think you started in stand-up.
I started in sketch comedy, which is improvised comedy with a group. I started with a guy named Chris Farley in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you Second City?
Yeah, Second City.
You were in Second City?
You were in Second City?
So I went to Second City. I love improv comedy. And I went to Second City, and there is something that is so exciting at least for the viewer, we think we don't know what's happening. How much of that does have a general... Is it really, truly improv?
Oh, it's all improv.
It really is.
Like, if the three of us are doing a sketch, we would get, you know, okay, you guys, give us a household phrase,
right?
You know, and an object, and then, you know, and then we just would launch into it. So, yeah, it is. There's something magical about it because it's just all spur of the moment. So that's part of my background. And so I was a late bloomer to stand up. You know, you guys have interviewed, like, Frank Caliente, is that his name?
Caliendo.
Oh, yeah. He'd been here.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Yes.
So these guys have been doing stand-up their whole lives. So I'm a little bit of a late bloomer to it, but yet I have a background in comedy.
Yeah.
So I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I know how to land the plane.
But it's something you enjoy, though.
Yeah.
No, I hate it. That's why I'm here.
That's why you're spending Christmas in Houston instead of at home.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So I played – Eric Layden is a good friend of Lance's, and I played this game. Like, Tom Brady could remember a play from 3 years ago against Tampa Bay that got a first down.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, can you remember your name when you played in your first role in
Eric could
Lucas?
Remember.
You were in Lucas. Do you remember your name of your character?
Oh, my God.
In Lucas Spike. With Corey Haim?
What?
Spike?
It was Spike. Congratulations.
Oh,
nicely done.
I was 18 years old. I was on the set
with Corey Haim, right?
Yeah, Corey Haim, Charlie Sheen. There I was, 18 years old. I had played high school football, so I had just I knew that I would never play again. There are no 5'9" Jewish linebackers in the NFL.
Well, yet.
So, yet. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Right, if Larry David was a coach, I might get a chance. So I knew that was it. It was the last time I put the pads on. And then this movie comes to town, and I audition, get the role. I get to put the pads on again. And there I am on the first day of filming with Charlie Sheen. And Charlie Sheen is like a big shot Hollywood dude, and I'm a fan of his father's. And, you know, he goes, dude, the only way I can make it through this film, dude, is if I have a 12-pack and a big fat joint, dude. And then the director comes over and goes,
it's on brand.
Yeah, the director goes, we'll get right on that 12-pack.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, I forgot I was mic'd, dude. That was my first day on set.
Pretty good Charlie Sheen.
Well, did you do high school plays and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. I've been on stage since I was 8 years old. That's why I'm so good.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason. You know what I'm saying? Two people agree with me.
Did your parents? But did you want to do it, or did your mom or dad push you towards it?
That's a great question. You know, at 8 years old, you just want to go out and play.
Right.
And so they were saying, get up on stage and play and have a blast and improvise and do sketch comedy and do, you know, all different types of theater of all kinds. And so at first, you know, it was them throwing me up there, but then I fell in love with it. You know, and they weren't like overbearing stage parents. Listen, I'm incredibly lucky. You know, you guys know what it's like. We get to do what we love.
Yep.
And this isn't work. I mean, anyone looking at you, you're hammered. It's 7 in the morning.
I'm about to have
You know,
my
I mean, this
one.
Is your job.
Yeah. Thank you. Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, everybody.
Do we have to let you go? I don't know.
Yeah,
I've got to
go do TV.
Boo!
But listen, here's the reality, and I'm not just saying this. I've never seen a better crowd at 8 a.m.
Yeah,
never.
That's true. That's true.
Never.
Give it up for yourself.
I will see you. Come out this weekend. Come out this weekend, and drinks are on me. Just say you're with the ESPN guys.
Yeah. The first two are on your automatic two-drink minimum.
Swear Jeremy said he was buying. I swear to God.
Right.
Right.
ImprovHouston.com. You can buy tickets easily. ImprovHouston.com. You can't miss Jeremy Piven right there. You've seen him on TV, and now you're going to see him in stand-up. Make sure you get by. There's a 7:30 show that's sold out already, so you can't not go into that.
I'll see you guys at the late show.
9:45 show, and then you got both shows open tomorrow, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Make sure you get out and see Jeremy. How about Jeremy Piven
Let's
coming
go.
Out?
Let's go. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You've been amazing. Thank you.
Great stuff. All Thank right. you, Jeremy.
Jeremy Piven.
Thank you, brother.
Ladies
appreciate
and gentlemen,
it.
We appreciate it.
All right. There's Jeremy Piven right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Appreciate it, man. Thank you, Jeremy. Go see him at the ImprovHouston.com, ImprovHouston.com. Let's talk HRP right now. That's our peeps over there. There's a reason. Listen, I'm still employed, so HRP can do it.
So far.
How bad. Yeah, right. So far. You're right.
Yeah. Chris Fisher's. We'll see what happens.
Chris Fisher's probably coming here today. He oversees.
Roger Goodell, you would have been off the air if Roger Goodell was in charge of this joint.
If you're looking for the best way to get your payroll to your company, listen, you got a business. You sell widgets. Whatever the widgets are that you sell, you don't do payroll. You don't know payroll. You don't know the Affordable Care Act. You don't know taxes. You don't know HR. That's not your expertise. Your expertise is what you're selling. And HRP, their expertise is payroll and HR, and it's Affordable Care Act. So if you're looking for the best way to get your payroll to your company, and, oh, by the way, the benefits packages that you need, they're going to give you options for, as opposed to these other places that force their benefits packages on you. You're looking for the best way to get this done, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
It's still ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's Christmas party at Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge at Westheimer. This thing is really revving up in the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios. So let's get straight back to your hosts, John and Lance.
Welcome back live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, Rocky Ridge at Westheimer. Hey, everybody. My granddaughter is here, my first ever. Everyone, her name is Charlie. Charlie.
Now go
Charlie.
Try to hold her. Go try to hold her.
She's got Texans gear on. Don't try to hold her because she will scream. Raheel is here. Where's Raheel? Raheel, where are you?
Raheel.
Apparently mullets are back.
They are. A-Leaf made. Quit trying to say you're H-Town made. It's A-Leaf made. Represent A-Leaf. Represent A-League.
You are represented with that haircut.
Our new contest here, we've got, so let me paint the scene.
He's
perfect
on Harwin Street.
Alyssa, the smart mouth, a high schooler. I mean, I think that's
Is that how you're describing her?
Yeah, smart mouth high schooler tries to take my job versus Dylan. I'm assuming Southwest Texas Strutters mean you do go to Texas State. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so here we go. They've got bows that you put on. A present after you wrap it. They've got spatulas. They are blindfolded. You may have seen this. I've seen a lot on TikTok or Reels these days. So they're going to try to scoop them into a pan, and we'll see how many they get.
Okay,
get ready to pick them up off the floor. Wait a minute,
Alyssa.
What's the prize in question?
She's a cheater.
Oh, what's the prize? Yeah.
No one told you to stop.
a $50 gift card for barbecue. So you're actually giving back to the family, Alyssa.
Barbecue
instead
where?
Of being a succubus and taking from the family.
Where?
You know she's like 15.
Where's the barbecue?
What's a succubus? I don't even know.
Rudy's barbecue.
You
there
call
we go. Rudy's, thank
probably.
You, Rudy.
Oh, well, I thought it was people
we
who
appreciate
just.
Appreciate it, Rudy's. All right, Alyssa, stop cheating.
She's
are you ready?
Oh,
here
even
we
worse
go.
For you, then.
You should take
can,
them all. Hey.
Be honest. Can you see Alyssa?
Courtney.
Okay.
Take them all off the table.
No.
Okay.
On your mark, get set, go.
All right, we'll see how many they can scoop on. You can't touch the pants. Cheaters. Cheaters. Stop cheating. Okay.
It's actually pretty close right now.
Actually, it is pretty close.
It is pretty close.
Nice job, Alyssa.
I feel like Alyssa's
and
looking.
Dylan, oh, look at Dylan's got a
this
style.
Is way better. I'm noticing the girls
Alyssa,
on these videos
maniacal.
Are always way better than guys.
Not surprisingly.
Relax, Alyssa. You're about to knock your. Somebody help her get her pan back on there.
Yeah. Alyssa's maniacal.
Theater kids are so extra.
Not surprisingly. Okay. Oh, this is the least we've heard Alyssa talk ever.
No.
Her dad is thrilled. She's a trip, he said.
She's
aren't
fun.
You glad? You should do this with her all the time. She won't say anything.
Every no year, kidding. Christmas party.
Whoa,
with
Alyssa, don't fall. Okay? All right. Is it about done, I hope?
Four, three, two, one. Hey!
Dylan. Dylan.
I know, that's
you.
Right. Dylan. That's college experience right there. Yeah. She's got good grades. She goes to class. She's respectful to elders.
Whoa.
She put me on nursing home.
She put him in a nursing home. Hospice for Lance.
This is what I don't like about Alyssa. She goes to kill shots, like, right away.
She destroys you every time.
You're going to a nursing home. My goodness.
Oh, that was good. Congratulations.
Kill shots. There we go.
Dylan with
$50
gift card
to Rudy's Barbecue.
We appreciate
Rudy's
you.
Barbecue.
That's great stuff. All right, we are live at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge.
Jeremy Piven was happy to be out here, legitimately.
You know, when
because
he walked
he
in,
he loved seeing you guys.
He had those eyes like, I just woke up.
But he was excited to
yeah.
play in front of a
well,
crowd.
Well, as soon as he saw this, it was awesome. It was awesome. You guys are great. Thanks for coming out. And Jeremy,
does
I
anyone
mean,
have a football in their car? Anybody have a football in their truck?
Oh, you
want
to do the onside kick?
Nah, I'm just going to do some pass protection.
Well, we don't have the microphones
pass
and all the stuff
drills.
That we need.
We have cell phones.
Oh yeah, we could do cell phones.
Cell phones.
Pack.
No one has a. People just
it's
drink
really,
now. Don't
I don't know if you heard. It's really, really bad radio. Those shows.
This show is bad radio.
No. It's absolutely.
He said it's really bad radio.
Well, I would say normally it's bad radio.
When, okay. That's just what
the
we
Christmas
do.
Party is just awful.
Okay, you know what? Let's do this. I want to do this right now. You guys hear Dell talk from time to time. This is Ask Dell a Question.
There we go.
If you have any question that you'd ever like to ask Dell, why don't you ask Dell a question? This is an Ask Me Anything.
Okay.
AMA.
All right, what do you got?
Dell, come up here.
All
this
right.
is your first question. Ask Dell anything. ADA.
Dell, is your head coach for the Miami Dolphins Pete Davidson?
Is Mike McDaniel Pete Davidson?
No, he doesn't have the resume that Pete does when
no.
it comes to.
He's a
married man. No, you saw you know what Pete does.
Have you
Mike
seen
doesn't
what Pete
do that.
Does?
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen what Pete's doing?
Yeah.
That man is a hero.
I got a question.
Ugly. Oh, hold on. We got another question.
Dell, are you capable of love?
The
let
question
me,
is,
let me
Dell,
think.
Are you capable of love?
I am. I mean, it'll take a bit. What does she mean, like, romantic
to,
love or
fact,
love my family? I have love in my heart.
To ask,
no.
I'm trying to figure it out.
She
meant romantic love.
Why am I looking for love? why would I do
are
that?
Are you capable of romantic love?
I can't
yes
answer
no?
that question.
The answer is no.
No.
The
yes,
no.
yes, of course I am.
No, you're
of course
not.
I am.
You're like a sociopath. I'm not saying you're going to murder.
You're allowing how I treat you to think it filters into my normal life.
That's
I don't
how you
like.
Are.
I don't like you. There's
this
a difference.
This is your normal life.
No, it isn't.
This is your normal life.
It's work. I don't like
Dell,
you.
Dell, you're trapped on the grocery aisle. On one end, somebody trying to give you a hug. On the other end, somebody that's going to make you drink a beer. Which way are you going?
Oh, that's a great question.
It's an easy one. I'm taking the hug. I'm capable of love, Lance. I'm
Are
taking
you,
the hug.
Because you're Muslim?
No, Raheel's Muslim.
Oh.
Hey, Dell.
Yes.
We hear it all the time, but here today live, give us your true thoughts about John Granato.
True thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, be honest, though, this time. Be honest.
Be honest.
Yeah, be honest. Yeah. Your true thoughts. It's Christmas.
Hey, wait, and I promise you won't get fired again.
You...
See, can you make that promise?
See, he can't, actually. That's the problem.
Todd, is Jason Barrett here?
What?
He okay, can't. No, you're right. You're true, right. You're right.
True
you're
thoughts.
Safe. You're safe.
Mm-mm.
John doesn't want my true thoughts.
I don't want your
he doesn't want
no,
my
no,
true
no,
thoughts.
No, no, no. This is ADA.
No, he, likes, Dell he likes the bit, though. He
Ask
doesn't
Dell
want
anything.
My true thoughts.
No. Oh, are your true thoughts full of love?
No, they're not love.
What's your true thoughts?
I've accepted John for what he is. I mean, I know what he is. We all know what he is. And I can understand him. I understand John, and I accept him. You, on the other hand, you're trash, so there's a difference. Don't ask me about him.
Wait. So it's like you and John are in a loveless marriage. You accept him for what he is. It doesn't mean you like him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't dislike him.
It's a loveless marriage. That's what that
is. All right. Dell's perfect night.
You're not texting me, thankfully. I don't need to see you at a Rockets game. Okay. Text me the crack of some fat guy. That's
that
number
happened.
One.
That happened.
That's
that
number
happened
one.
The other night.
Yeah.
It's real.
All right. What else?
Obviously, it's
is
good.
That it?
No, good food. Be with someone I want to be with.
Who would that be?
I'm not going to name that person.
What would the food be?
I don't. Good food. I don't know
what
it would
be. What would the food
be? I don't know. I'm an Italian. You know I like Italian.
You
I don't know.
You can't reach your goals unless you start being specific
I like,
with what you're
my favorite
intent.
Meal is lasagna. I guess you throw lasagna out
lasagna.
There.
Lasagna, the Dolphins or the Hurricanes on TV?
No.
No.
They make me miserable. No, I don't want that on television.
The Dolphins yeah. make you cry?
No, the Hurricanes make me cry.
Can I say
all
shut
the time.
Up, Lance, like
some of y'all caught that.
Is your favorite night with your neighbor and bringing her trash can in the morning?
Oh, I don't spend the night. It's about an hour experience, and I'm
he
out.
Has leaned into this bit.
So you are capable of love.
Not,
I know he does lean into
it's not love.
With Granny.
Once again, it's not once again, it's not love.
With Granny.
Yeah. He does lean into
he's capable
bit.
Of love.
Me and Granny are
late. Are we
for that.
Late? Are we late? We're late.
Oh, wait. One
we're
last question. One last question.
We can go to 56.
We're good.
Yeah.
If you were driving by, and it was a late night, it was dark, and you're on one of the not really that traveled
trying
road
to, get me killed.
To your home. No. And you see a family that is pulled over on the side of the road.
No chance.
And a man is trying to
no
change a tire at
no
1
chance.
In the morning.
No, I listen to
too, are you just driving right by?
I listen to too many true crime podcasts. I'm driving right by that family. There's no chance I'm stopping. That's a trap.
Yeah.
That's a trap.
A family, though. Kids are there.
Of course.
I made it less of a
you
trap
include
for you.
You include the kids to enhance the trap. You just go home. Right, let someone else get them.
So if somebody told you if a YouTube streamer – you know they're a YouTube streamer, and they said, if you meet me here and let me give you one hug, but it's in private, for $100,000, will you do it? But it's
streamer.
In private at 1:30 in the morning, and it's out off of East Bernard, like some road. So they could murder you.
Why would they want all of those things in place other than to kill me?
Would you take it?
No.
You're so scared to succeed.
That's
Don't
not...
be afraid of success.
Would you?
Don't be afraid of success.
Would you?
Take chances.
I'm asking you, would you?
Absolutely.
Well, that's white privilege. That's what that is. That's privilege. Of course you think nothing's going to happen to you.
That's not white privilege.
Of
that's
course.
Why, that's why you dumb.
You've grown up in
that's why dumb.
You, of course you think everything's going to work out for you.
I don't want to drive that far. I don't want to drive that far.
You weren't driving like Dell.
I'm immediately suspicious of that.
Even Dell walking in his own neighborhood. That's a problem.
People are like, what's he doing?
I'm like,
I've been here for 15 years, and they still go,
that's not true.
Where do you live?
That's not true.
It's happened.
It hasn't happened.
People, the
Karen.
People are in the car. They don't, people are in the car, and they'll just automatically slow down and look.
You think they are.
No, so, no, it is what's
maybe
happening.
Maybe they're saying, is that Dell? I'm a Twitch streamer.
It's not a chance.
I
Why do you
Dell
keep mentioning
sometime?
Twitch stream? Oh, one of the people.
People
listen.
In your neighborhood says, I think that's
no.
Dell, and they slow
Legitimately,
down.
Legitimately, people slow down and look, and then they keep driving. It happens.
They keep driving.
He's right.
What did he say?
That South Shore life. He's right.
Hey. By the way, this is the Klein's Christmas party, by the way.
At Nick's, yeah.
Mark just texted me. Yeah, it's raining like cats and dogs.
Told you.
93% chance of rain. I slept in. He did get to sleep in today, but you can still go by Klein's.
But the dew point is actually high. It's kind of humid in here.
Stop with the dew point. You know what? Oh, okay. Worst things that happened this year. DuPont.
Oh, that's not
DuPont.
That's not bad. I told
worst y'all thing to happen to the show this year.
No, 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 no. That's actual humidity.
The DuPont. It's the worst thing to happen to
I'm
the show this
right
year.
Checking it right now, John.
Dell, agree or disagree?
I'm checking it right now.
It's the worst thing that happened in my life all year, him talking about DuPont.
DuPont. Yeah.
Not a lot of bad things happen to me. DuPont's been the worst.
61%.
Best thing to happen? Neat stuff. Neat stuff.
Well, that's been around a while.
Yeah, has it been more than this year?
Yeah, you brought that back when I was still here the second time around. Yeah.
Neat stuff, Lance. DuPont. Congratulations. We got Beat the Limo guy coming. I wish we would have done it with somebody here. That would have been good.
Well, too late now. We got a guy. It's too late now.
I know, we got a guy.
Why don't we have Justin sit it out and just give out the prize?
Do what?
Why don't Justin sit it out and let these guys sub in for him? How about he tags in?
He's been kicking ass. Because then he has to give away.
So?
He doesn't. I don't know if you heard.
He's a businessman. He's not looking to give away things.
He's not looking to give away four tickets in a limo.
He's not a man of the people.
I don't know if you heard.
He's not a man of the people.
But we're going to play Beat the Limo Guy on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Lance is going to talk about his patio.
Yeah, Texas Custom Patios. I got to tell you, man, it's a great time. Yesterday, Snacks and the other family members were on the patio watching TV, having their food last night. They made their own pizzas, and they were out watching shows. Sebastian was watching Last Chance U basketball. Not sure he should have been, but he was. And he was doing it out on the patio furniture, watching outside. It was nice for them to be outside, enjoy the good weather. I'm going to be out there watching my football this Saturday and Sunday, out on my outdoor patio. The outdoor living spaces are great because you can build kitchens in there, television, sound systems. It's an entire setup that is made for you to enjoy your home. It's a chance for you to turn your house into a home. Go look at the website and see the before and afters, and you're going to be blown away. The website is tcpoutdoors.com. It's tcpoutdoors.com. Texas Custom Patios.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the only sports radio on FM in Houston.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.